Want to be a light in a dark world? Stay tuned to Key Life.
This is Key Life. We're here to let you know that because of what Jesus has done, God will never be angry at you again. Steve invited our friend Jerry Q. Perry's to do the teaching this week. Jerry is a pastor, an author, and has served in ministry for more than 35 years.
Thank you, Matthew. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Dr. Brown. How are you, sir?
Listen, I know how busy you are. You know what? One of the things among many that Jerry does is he travels all over the world. And he loves it. And he takes groups of people to places you wouldn't believe. And I don't even like to go to the corner drugstore. But it's good. I know how busy you are. And coming in and spending this time with us is a real gift. One of the wisest decisions I ever made was to make you a voice of Key Life.
Oh, well, I'm honored.
And so many people have said that to me. Let me tell you what we're going to do this week. Jerry, who is one of the voices of Key Life, is a blessing to me, a benediction in many ways, and I could sit here and name them, but one of the things is that when he walks into the Key Life building, everybody feels better. When he walks into my study, and I was sitting there writing things I didn't want to write this morning, and as he walks into my study at Key Life, I kind of feel like the sunshine was out. And so this week, we're going to find out the place from which that comes as we talk about the power of confession. Now, when we talk about confession, if you think Jerry and I are going to confess our sins to you, you're out of your mind. We need our jobs. But when we talk about confession, we talk about your witness, your standing up, what you confess to the world, what you confess to yourself, not in terms of sin, but in terms of who you are. And Jerry's going to tell us, as we go through this week, and you don't want to miss a bit of it, the difference confession makes in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, it's so good to be here. And likewise, you make me smile every time I see you.
Well, most feel the opposite, but I'm glad.
Well, listen, Dr. Steve Brown, this is going to be an exciting week, and I want everyone to tune in. And yes, we're going to be talking about the power of confession. There's a very familiar scripture, Proverbs 18 and 21, that says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." And one of the things that I've learned about me, and this is what I started doing probably 20 years ago, is I started changing what I said about myself. There are times that you can talk yourself out of a blessing. You can talk yourself out of feeling good today. You could talk yourself out of being positive, and you have to confess the right things about life, about you, about who God says you are, so that you can get the right results in your life.
That is so, you know, and I was telling you when you came in this morning that I was working on a new book. I'm up to the 7th chapter of 11 chapters, and the title is "The Lies We Believe Dealing with Guilt, Shame, Fear, and regret." And great minds must think alike, because that book has to do with what you're going to be teaching us this week.
Yeah.
We do believe lies, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do. In fact, there's a scripture that Jesus even says. He says, "Surely I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be thy moved,' and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says." That scripture is sometimes taken way out of context. But I want to hone in on the one thing that Jesus says here, is that you will have whatsoever you say. If you say that I'm going to have a terrible day.
You will.
You're going to have a terrible day because that's your confession.
Yeah.
I love the scripture, and I get up in the morning saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. See, that's a declaration that you're making over your life, that I don't care what goes on today. I may have a moment, but I'm not going to let the enemy have my day.
Oh, that's so good. You know, I kidded about Tony Campolo, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, pray for him. This is a rough time. He had a stroke and been struggling with some health issues of late. But Tony gets up in the morning and says, good Lord, what kind of neat things have you planned for me today?
Yeah.
And he kids me. He says, Steve, when I get up in the morning, I say, good morning, Lord. When you get up in the morning, you say, good Lord, it's morning.
That's a big difference.
Oh, there really
is. That's a big difference.
And Jesus was saying that words are powerful, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
We think words are just words, but they're not.
No. In fact, Romans says that the world was created by the word of God, that things that were not seen then appeared. So when God said, let there be light, God say it, let there be light. Then what did God see? He saw what he said. And so when you begin to say great things about your life and what God is doing in your life, it will cause you to see the manifestation of those things. And no place do you see this more than you do in Numbers, the 13th chapter. Moses sends out spies to go look at the promised land. Uh-huh. And while they're out there seeing the promised land, they saw God open up the Red Sea. They saw God do the 10 plagues. They saw God do all of these marvelous things. But then when it came down for them going to take the promised land, they went and said, we can't do this. We don't know how to, we don't have enough strength to do this. These people are going to kill us. They start declaring and making confessions that they were not good enough. In fact, Numbers 13 says, there we saw the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. Watch this.
Oh.
And so were we in their eyes. Watch this. They saw themselves unworthy, and they thought other people saw them unworthy. They saw themselves unqualified, and then they saw other people thinking they were unqualified, or they thought other people saw them unqualified. And when you see yourself undeserving, you will start thinking other people see that you're not deserving. So you got to remove that negativity out of your life and confess. You won't go get some jobs, Steve, because you feel you don't deserve it. You're unqualified.
That's true.
And you will talk yourself out of being blessed by God. I remember when you came to me and said, I want you to be one of the voices of Key Life. I said, who, me? Because you will talk yourself out of
It's so easy to do
what God has for you.
Now, we're not talking about believe, you know, we sometimes think of faith as believing what just isn't true.
Right.
But we're talking about truths about us.
Absolutely.
We're talking about confessing what God has already said about us.
Yes.
That he's pleased. And we're going to talk a lot about it throughout the week. But he's already pleased with us.
Yes.
We're forgiven.
Yes.
We're loved deeply. And once you begin to see yourself that way and quit believing the lies, and Satan's called the father of lies.
Yes.
Once you start believing the lies, it turns dark.
It does. It does. You start saying things over your life. You start believing things that are not true, and then you start acting those things out. You know, I used to tell people about the righteousness of God and why it's important to declare your righteousness. It's like a child growing up. When you have a child and you look at a child and you call him stupid, you call him crazy, you say negative things to a child, then he's eventually going to act those things out.
Yep.
He's acting them out because you have confessed that into his life. And so I tell people, don't tell your children they're stupid. Don't tell your children they're crazy. Don't tell your children they're bad, because that's a confession that's going to manifest in their lives. And you want to tell them how wonderful and how blessed they are, that God has made them fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, that's so good. We got to stop doing that to ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's not just because God hasn't done that to us.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. God wants you to confess over your life, and starting tomorrow, we're going to give you three things. All right, so you want to tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this week.
This week, we're going to give you three things to tell you how to change that perspective over your life. You know, God wants you to know that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. For you to get in that position, you got to speak positive things over your life so that you would be able to rise to the occasion that God has called you.
It's sort of a godly arrogance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, arrogance is not a good thing, but it's a good thing if you're affirming what God has said about you.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys, you don't want to miss a single one of the broadcasts this week, because this is the subject. If you've been saying all kinds of things like, I'm a worm, I don't deserve anything, I'm so bad, God can never use me again. Listen to me. Stop it. And we'll tell you why this week. You think about that. Amen.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Jerry. That was Steve Brown and our good friend Jerry Perry's. And as you heard, they will be teaching us all about the power of confession. It's going to be a great week. Be sure to join us again tomorrow. So, Steve and Jerry will be reminding us about the power of confession, but what about the power of grace? Yeah, we talk about it a lot, and yet we so easily forget. If you could use a reminder about that, there's a booklet we'd love to send you called Radical Freedom, Surprising Faithfulness. It's a newly reprinted excerpt from Steve's classic book on radical grace, A Scandalous Freedom. Get your copy now by calling us at 1-800-KEY-LIFE. That's 1-800-539-5433. You can also email steve@keylife.org to ask for that booklet. To mail your request, go to keylife.org/contact to find our mailing addresses. Again, just ask for your free copy of the booklet called Radical Freedom, Surprising Faithfulness. And finally, if you value the work of Key Life, would you join us in that work through your financial support? You can charge a gift on your credit card or include a gift in your envelope, or simply text Key Life to 28950 and then follow the instructions. And it goes without saying, but if you can't give right now, or maybe you just don't feel called to, we get it completely. But if you would, please do pray for us, would you? Always needed, always appreciated. Key Life is a member of ECFA in the States and 4C in Canada, and Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.